ladies and gentlemen, that was the amazing Jack the Juggler and his performing parakeets. Next this evening, it is my pleasure to present our star attraction, a modern mechanical marvel of canny canine charisma, the one and only K-9.
Awfully well.
Oh, look, he's showing them his probe.
Impressive. Very impressive.
He does seem to be quite the showman.
You mean show dog?
Yes, I suppose I do.
I shall now take questions from the audience. First question, please.
Are you going to ask a question, Doctor?
Oh, I don't think that would be fair. I mean, I'd know the answer.
What do you eat?
What a daft question.
All bearings.
But deftly handled.
I must confess, I fail to see quite how this really furthers our investigation.
It doesn't.
But it means K-9 is here in case there's another energy pulse, like the ones we detected over the last few weeks.
I see.
They all come from the vicinity of this theatre, and all during the evening performance. This close, K-9 should be able to get a precise fix on the source.
Ah, so his appearance on stage is more in the nature of camouflage.
And an excuse to mingle with the performers.
You think one of them may be responsible for this mysterious energy pulse? Yeah,
it's good to keep an open mind.
Yeah, if you're a dog, do you go for walkies?
Negative. I have no legs. Therefore, I go for wheelies. Thus.
Ah, Doctor, I must say the little chap acquitted himself quite well.
And where is K-9?
I left him backstage, hobnobbing with the other star turns.
Good, good. He'll enjoy that.
And continuing his investigations, no doubt.
Oh, no doubt. And you must be Miss Romana.
Yes, I suppose I must.
I have to say, it's rather surprising that the Doctor should have two friends with the same rather unusual name.
Isn't it, though? What are the chances of that, I wonder?
K-9 would know. It's rather like London buses.
Really? How do you mean?
So you wait ages for a Romana to turn up, and then two come along in rapid succession.
I'm not sure I care to be compared with a London bus.
I assure you there is no similarity. Henry Gordon Jago at your disposal. The Doctor's told me so much about you.
Has he?
No, I haven't.
But I'm sure if he did, it would all be good.
I'm not.
Shall we find somewhere to sit? Romana, just behind you. Confounded cheek. That fellow's taken the chair.
That's Jasper Streamlin. He's here every night and he always sits there.
But surely, when there's a lady...
Oh, never mind, Professor. Look, look. There's a booth just over there.
After you, Miss Romana.
So, any progress in your clandestine investigations, Doctor?
Nothing so far. But with K-9 on the case, we can expect further developments very soon.
You know all the acts, Mr. Jago. Do any of them strike you as the sort of person who might have access to a nucleonic phased pulse generator?
Not something I tend to ask about in auditions, I'm afraid.
So, no suspicious characters in a theatre?
Well, there's Melodious Michael.
What?
I've never been too sure about him.
Melodious Michael. A singer, I presume.
A rather generous description.
Not all that melodious, then.
Malodorous, more like. Yeah, thank you. Can't say I care for the cove.
Or it could be one of the audience, don't forget. a regular visitor.
Good point, Professor.
Had you anyone particular in mind?
Well, there's that Stribling fella. I mean, say, the man even looks like a villain, what with that beard and the moustache.
Yes, it is impressive, isn't it? Positively twirlable.
And he took that seat, rather than offer it to Romana.
I really don't mind.
That's scarcely the point.
Sorry, Professor, what is the point?
That he is hardly a gentleman.
What? You don't think our quarry could be a gentleman, Professor?
Unthinkable, Doctor. Quite unthinkable.
Good of you to come in this afternoon, Professor.
I'm sorry I couldn't get here earlier.
Victims in the examination room. Not a pretty sight, I'm afraid.
Death rarely is. Do we know the identity of the deceased?
Gentleman of your profession. Or a physician, anyway. A Mr. Theodore Watkinson.
Watkinson?
You knew him?
I knew of him. Very capable, by all accounts. A great loss.
After you, Professor.
Thank you.
There he is.
Ah, yes. Oh, poor fellow's in quite a mess.
Unexplained murder. Just what I need.
You're keeping busy, I take it? I've not seen much of you lately, Quick.
Well, that would be on account of the knave.
Any knave in particular?
Very particular, this one. Burglar. We call him the knave on account of he always leaves a playing card at the scene of the crime. A knave of diamonds.
Something of a romantic.
Something of a magician.
How so?
All the robberies take place from sealed rooms or vaults, and are still sealed or locked after the knave has made his visit.
Intriguing.
No sign of the lock being picked, neither. Intriguing ain't the half of it.
I'm sure you're right. But I was referring to our friend Watkinson.
A pretty savage attack, all told. Anything you can tell us about the murder weapon?
Yes, and that is the intriguing thing. There wasn't one. I'd say this poor chap was ripped apart by an animal.
What sort of animal could do that?
Oh, clearly a very savage beast, large and vicious. But I have to confess, I've never come across anything quite like this.
So what do we do now?
Well, I don't know about you, but by the time I've finished here, I think it'll be time to head home for a spot of supper.
All right, for some.
And then I shall ask for a second opinion.
A doctor?
Quite so. He's back in residence at Baker Street.
I did hear he's back.
You don't seem overly enthusiastic at the news.
Oh, it's pleasant enough company. Clever too, there's no denying that.
But?
But, whenever the doctor's around, it seems like my job gets about 100 times more difficult.
Yes, I know what you mean. Exciting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not as though the energy signature suggests it's dangerous. Just some piece of equipment that's not sufficiently shielded.
So you decided that a further trip to the theatre was not warranted. And you might as well stay here in Baker Street.
Nothing happened last night. But if the doctor and K-9 want to try again, well, that's up to them.
You say nothing happened last night. But this afternoon, Inspector Quick had me examine the body of a man who died.
Oh. Dying is a fact of life.
Yes, well, this was a particularly violent death. Rather bizarre, too.
Oh?
I was hoping to get a second opinion.
Well, it's got to be better than sitting around here waiting for the doctor and K-9 to get back. I've already read all next week's papers.
Oh, but actually, I didn't mean...
What?
Well, the body is not really in a suitable state for a young lady to... lay eyes on.
Oh, don't worry about me, Professor. I've seen more dead bodies than I care to remember. One more won't make much difference, whatever state it's in.
If you're sure.
I'll just leave the doctor a note.
That's the way a conjurer should finish his act. Always leave them wanting more. That's the trick.
Very trick, Master. Is it a deception?
Well, only if they're expecting more and then they don't get it. Ah, Good evening, Henry.
Doctor, I just wanted to check the little chap is all set for his appearance after the interview.
Affirmative.
Not suffering from stage fright, then?
This unit does not experience anticipatory nervous disorders.
Pleased to hear it. I just wish Bumbles the Juggler was as sanguine. He's costing me a fortune in medicinal gin.
What's up, K-9?
Nucleonic energy build-up detected.
Where?
Triangulating now. The source is 2 levels below us. Please follow. This unit will require assistance.
Assistance? What can we do?
Carry him down the stairs. Come on, Henry.
Power levels building.
How close, K-9?
Powered device is within 20 meters.
Meters? What's he all about?
Yards, or near enough. Better switch to Imperial measurements, K-9.
Affirmative.
What's down here, anyway?
A couple of old stalls. No one comes here.
Probably why our friend chose it. Reassuringly deserted.
Alert! Power source reaching peak. It is located within approximately 30 feet.
30 feet?
It must be in here. Yes! There's the fella! Hiding in the shadows!
No, Jago! Jago!
Got him!
No! Jago! Jago! No!
Power source identified as portable transport system in dematerialization mode.
Oh, thank you, K-9. Though it would have been useful to know that before Jago and our elusive phantom faded away before our very eyes.
Affirmative.
They could be anywhere.
You back again, Professor? Thought you were off to get a second opinion.
Indeed, Inspector. May I introduce Miss Romana?
I'm the second opinion.
I assume the late Dr. Watkinson is still in the examination room.
He is. And I made some inquiries in case there is some wild animal on the loose.
Has someone lost one?
Not so far as I'm aware, but it seems there have been similar deaths recently. Bodies all mutilated and the like.
Now that is interesting.
Especially as it seems one of them was found in the same locked room as the knave left his calling card a few nights ago.
Good Lord. You didn't mention that earlier.
On account of how Jenkins only just mentioned it to me. I shall be having words with Jenkins. But I'll let you get on.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you, Inspector.
Suggest radius of transmat signal is limited.
Which means they can't have got far. How limited?
Calculating. Possible extent of transmat journey limited to 153 miles.
I think you and I are going to have a little talk about definitions.
Master?
Oh, never mind.
I detect a residual energy signature from transmat beam.
Residual energy? Can you trace that?
Affirmative.
Well done, K-9.
Calculating endpoint coordinates now.
Once we've worked out where they went, I'll find Romana and go after them.
I can assist.
You certainly can. I've got a very important task for you, K-9.
Please explain nature of task.
Well, as our impresario has vanished literally into thin air, and the interval must be...
Have you ever seen anything like it?
Similar, I'm afraid, but not exactly the same.
Ah, there you are, Romana, having fun.
Not exactly.
The professor teaching you all about pathology, is he?
There doesn't seem to be much that Romana doesn't already know.
Yes, I find that annoying as well. I got your note.
Evidently. But the show can't be over yet, can it?
Interval. I just nipped out to follow a transmat beam.
A transmat beam?
A rather boring form of transport. Is K-9 with you?
No, he has other things to do.
Still at the theatre with Henry, I assume.
Well, yes and no, but enough about me. What are you two up to?
I asked Romana for a second opinion.
Any thoughts, Doctor?
Millions. They just keep on coming. I try to stop them, but then another one appears. Whoosh, whoosh.
I meant about the body.
Oh, the body. This body. Definitely the victim of an alien attack.
Alien?
Yes. See the marks left by the incisors? Nothing on Earth could have done that.
Sounds like you're in for a long night, Professor.
It does indeed.
Whereas I'm just off home. So, lock up after you.
Off home?
That was the plan. Mrs. Quick expected me half an hour ago.
Ah, then you mustn't keep her waiting any longer.
Oh, good.
We can stop off on the way. I won't keep you long.
Sounds like you're in for a long night, Inspector.
superlative spandangle, daredevil doyen of the high-flying hoops. Next tonight, the new Regency Theatre is proud to present Mystic Margaret and her hierarchical hamsters.
And when K9 correlated the Transmat endpoint with a street map of London, it gave us this address.
I can see why the Professor, Mr. Jago, look up to you, Doctor.
Can you really? And why is that?
Well, there can't be many people a Professor knows who are as clever as he is.
That's true, very true.
And there are probably even fewer who know as many words as Mr. Jago does.
I'm enervated by your estimation of my etymological expertise. And what about you, Inspector? Do you look up to me?
I do indeed, sir, yes.
And why is that?
Mainly because you're taller than me, Doctor. Shall I ring the bell?
Well, that was simple enough.
I'm not sure we should be breaking and entering, Doctor.
Nonsense. No breaking required, we're just entering.
Even so.
If no one lets us in, what are we supposed to do? Hmm? Yes. It appears that Sir Nicholas is not at home.
Sir Nicholas? Sir Nicholas who?
Sir Nicholas Asquin. He lives here.
You know him?
Never heard of him. But there's a stack of visiting cards on the side. Come on. This would seem to be the study. How charming.
No sign of Mr. Jago. Perhaps we should be on our way.
I say, that's an impressive-looking door. It'd take the collective hordes of the Gasroths of Gaia to get through that.
Strong room by the look of it. This transport beam thing, Doctor, could it have landed Mr. Jago inside there?
Properly calibrated, it could land you on a sixpence inside a moving taxicab.
And maybe that's how the knave does it. Could be, Doctor, that your mystery and mine are one and the same.
Could be, Inspector. Now, let's take a look inside, shall we?
I thought you said nothing could get in.
But it would be remiss not to try. Now, where's my stethoscope? Ah, here we are.
Any luck, Doctor?
Luck? For skill, I'll have you know.
Mr. Jago!
Henry! It's all right, Henry. Calm down, calm down.
What's got into him?
There. He should be calmer when he wakes. The sonic wave stimulated his sleep centres.
I hope you're right. And he got inside there using this beam thing?
Well, the same way the knave does all his robberies. It explains why he doesn't take much. Just what he can easily carry and conceal when he reverses the coordinates to return to the theatre.
We'd better have a look inside and see if we can tell if there's anything missing. Will Mr. Jago be all right, Doctor?
Well, I certainly hope so.
What happened to him?
I'm not sure, but I have a rather nasty theory, a theory that's getting more probable by the moment.
Everything looks in order to me. No obvious gaps on the shelves.
Good, good. Well, we'd better be getting along then. Give me a hand with Henry, would you, Inspector?
Be my pleasure, Doctor. Once we get to the main road, we can find a cab.
Excellent. But first, I'd better leave a note for Sir Nicholas.
Telling him what, exactly?
That we'll be in touch, Inspector. That we'll be in touch.
Oh. Well, it's lucky you had Quick with you to help get Henry back here to Baker Street. Anyway, a good night's sleep has probably done him as much good as I can.
There don't seem to be any ill effects.
How do you feel this morning, Mr. Jacob?
Like I've slept on a sofa. It's just too small for me.
Probably because you have.
But otherwise, I'm fine.
Even so, it's best to take it easy for a while.
At least we have the help of the police now.
Yes, it does rather seem that Inspector Quick is hunting the same person as we are.
Ah, now, I've been thinking about that. And I've a notion that Henry was right after all.
I was? What about?
The culprit. It could well be Melodious Michael. If he nips off by this transmuter beam in the interval, he doesn't actually appear in the second half of the show, does he?
Good point.
No, I think it's that bounder, Jasper Striebling.
I thought you were convinced it wasn't him.
That was before my little expedition last night. I could feel the man's coarse beard scratching rather unpleasantly against my own face.
A little circumstantial, I should say.
Yeah, and what's more, the chap was making the most unnecessary and unpleasant grunting noises, too. Even Michael isn't that tuneless.
Who can that be?
Let K-9 answer it.
After the way the butcher's boy took fright?
Oh, yes. He's got quite a turn of speed, that lad, hasn't he?
Inspector, quick. What brings you here?
I was wondering how Mr. Jago is.
Well, come on in and you can ask him yourself.
You're looking a bit more yourself this morning, Mr. Jago.
No, with the redoubtable Quick. I gather I have to thank you for helping the doctor get me back here last night.
Pleasure. Just as long as you're all right now.
Fit as a fiddle, right as ninepence, ready for action, large as life and twice as natural.
I'm afraid he's quite recovered.
As you can see for yourself.
Indeed. I'm glad you're here too, Professor. I'd like your advice, if you have a little while. It seems our mutual friend, the Knave, went on from Asquin's house last night to a dispensary attached to a practice on Arley Street.
You sure it was the same person?
Doors and windows all locked, but the inside was smashed to bits. I was hoping the professor might be able to take a look and see if there's anything obviously missing.
Yes. It would be useful to know what the fellow was after.
Unless he just likes smashing things up.
Oh, indeed. There is one other thing, though. The practice the dispensary served was Dr. Watkinson's.
Watkinson? Our victim from the other evening.
The corpse in the morgue.
The very same.
In that case, Romana.
Yes, Doctor.
You go with Lightfoot and the Inspector and see what you can discern at the dispensary.
And what about you? Oh,
well, that's a clever bit.
Don't like the sound of that.
Because together with K-9 and Henry Gordon Jago...
Definitely don't like the sound of it.
I shall lay a trap for the Knave.
Just the three of you?
Not at all. We shall also require the services of Sir Nicholas Asquin.
Asquin?
Asquin. I shall invite him round for tea.
I must say, it was good of you to invite me to tea, Doctor.
Not at all, Sir Nicholas. It was good of you to come.
After the rather cryptic note you left me last night, your message was more than a little intriguing. As, I have to say, is this house.
You're very kind.
For example, what exactly is a police public call box?
Ah, now that is the most valuable thing in this room.
Really?
In fact, the most valuable thing in this house, if not the world.
Good gracious. You exaggerate, surely.
Oh, I doubt it. But speaking of valuable things, I have a proposition for you.
Involving something of value?
Involving a prize our errant knave won't be able to resist.
A trap for the blackguard.
A trap, Sir Nicholas. And here is what I propose.
Ah, there you are, Doctor.
Good to see you again, Sir Nicholas. Did you do it?
Oh, yes. Prominently positioned, as you requested.
Sir Nicholas, it's good to see you again. You must know most of the acts off by heart. You met the doctor, then?
Indeed, I have.
And all set, I trust?
Well, we just need to make sure someone takes the bait. Jasper Striebling is in his usual seat, I notice.
And Melodious Michael will be here for his pre-show dose of brandy any moment. Says it invigorates his vocal cords.
The singer chap. I saw him just now. Yes, here he comes.
Excellent. Everyone ready?
Like a coiled spring.
And you're quite sure that the gemstone will be safe with you, Sir Nicholas?
Oh, absolutely, Doctor. You can depend on it.
Sir Nicholas has the only strong room in London that has defeated the nefarious Knave, you know.
So I hear.
What's that you say?
Mr. Striebling. Yes. I was just saying that Sir Nicholas is blessed with the most impregnable strong room in London.
Confounded this Knave fellow, did it?
It did indeed. He tried to break in last night. Got away with nothing.
I say, I'm sorry, but I couldn't help overhearing. That's mightily impressive.
Isn't it?
My apologies. This is Melodious Michael, one of our more impressive performers.
Oh, you're too kind, Mr. Jago. Though, of course, quite right.
Yes, the doctor was so impressed with my strong room that he has entrusted a rather rare item to my care.
A gemstone, did I hear you say?
Oh, not just any gemstone. The Fire of Gallifrey.
The Fire of Gallifrey? Never heard of it.
As I have to spend some time on the continent, Sir Nicholas has been kind enough to store it safely for me.
In this strong room of his?
In fact, I think you said it was there now, didn't you, Doctor?
Indeed I did, Mr. Jago. How clever of you to remember. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'd better be getting to my box.
Of course, Doctor. No doubt we shall see you later.
Fellow's got a box, has he?
Clearly a man of means. Rich eccentric. More sterling than sense, if you ask me. But this gemstone of his is quite something, apparently.
Absolutely priceless, or so they say. It certainly looks the part. Quite extraordinary. Glows with a sort of inner fire.
Does it, by Jove?
Sounds impressive, I must say. But I'd better be getting to my dressing room.
Indeed. Curtain up in a few minutes.
You think that did the trick, Jago?
Oh, I should think so. Now, we just wait for the knave to help himself to the gemstone.
And the doctor can use his newfangled equipment to track the villain and bring him to justice.
Trust me, Sir Nicholas. The knave will be in custody before this night is out.
It's lucky Dr. Watkinson kept such a detailed inventory.
And was anything taken?
Several types of sedatives, so far as I can see.
We've made a list.
Oh, very useful, thank you, miss.
Have you made any progress?
We have found a witness who claims to have seen someone through the window last night.
Did you get a description?
We did. Not sure that it helps much, though.
Why is that?
Because the culprit, according to the gentleman who saw him, was a hunched figure with his face covered in hair. Apparently, he was snarling and snapping in the most alarming manner, like a wild animal.
You know, some of these songs are really quite catchy, aren't they?
Master?
Hello, Doctor.
Ah, Romana, you're just in time. And you, Professor?
Have you apprehended the thief?
Not yet. But we did detect the transmat operating, didn't we, K-9?
Affirmative.
So, what now?
Well, now the show's over, our villain will be leaving the theatre. So we tracked the Fire of Gallifrey, or rather, the incredibly clever tracking device embedded inside it. And we discover, K-9?
Negative.
Negative? Negative. What do you mean, negative? Don't be so negative.
Tracer has not changed location.
So where is it?
It is still inside Sir Nicholas Asquin's strong room.
Seems the knave hasn't taken your bait, Doctor.
Nonsense. He must have taken... Are you sure, K-9?
Affirmative, Master.
Affirmative, Master. You and Lightfoot stay here, Romana. You come with me. We'd better check Sir Nicholas's strong room.
There's no sign of a break-in.
No, well, there wouldn't be.
He could have transmatted straight into your strong room.
I'll take your word for it. Here we go.
Ah, it's still there. How extraordinary.
But K-9 detected the transmat.
Affirmative.
Well, perhaps he'll try tomorrow night. You never know.
No, Sir Nicholas. You never do.
Hello, Professor. K-9. I was just checking tonight's takings. Still need to count this lot.
£19.11.07.
You can tell that just by looking.
Affirmative.
That's very impressive.
Even more impressive, it was £50.
I was just going to take K-9 back to Baker Street. We wondered if you wanted to join us, Henry.
I'm not sure, Professor. Truth is, I'm not feeling 100% just now.
Alert! Warning!
What is it?
Mr. Jago is undergoing rapid cellular mutation.
What?
Good gracious. Henry, your face.
What about my face?
It's suddenly sprouting hair. Your teeth and your hands twisted into claws. Henry! Henry, get back!
Make a pot of tea. You want a cup, Doctor?
Not just now, thank you, Romana.
That's not like you.
No, would you come here for a moment, Romana?
What is it, Doctor?
I think I've worked out where the knave went this evening.
When he transmatted from the theatre, you mean?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. And there's a clue in this very room, or rather, there isn't.
Ah.
Yes. It was definitely here earlier.
And now it isn't.
Romana, someone's stolen the TARDIS. I think I've worked out where the knave went this evening.
When he transmatted from the theatre, you mean?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. And there's a clue in this very room, or rather, there isn't.
Ah.
Yes. It was definitely here earlier.
And now it isn't.
Romana, someone's stolen the TARDIS.
Henry!
Oh, thank you, K-9. You haven't hurt him.
Level 3 stun mode necessary. He will recover.
Yes. He just seems to be sleeping now. I say, look at that. The hair on his face, the elongated teeth and nails. They're all receding again.
Evidence suggests that the feral state is mitigated by sedation.
Sedatives? I wonder.
Query. If the mutation is exacerbated by the victim's conscious state...
Yes?
How long after he wakes before Mr. Jago mutates again?
A good point. Best not to mention it to Henry, I think.
Affirmative.
What's going on? Why am I lying on the floor?
You were taken a little ill, Henry.
Ill? Is this to do with that sweet Nancy's ruin Sir Nicholas taught me to try him before the show? Huh? Well, certainly packs a wallop.
So, while you were wasting your time keeping watch on the tracer, the knave was actually stealing the TARDIS.
Clever, isn't it?
Well, he certainly got us looking the wrong way.
Except that he didn't.
He didn't?
He didn't. That's what's so clever. It wasn't the gemstone, it was the trap.
It wasn't?
It was the TARDIS.
But do you mean you knew all along the knave would steal the TARDIS?
Let's just say I had my suspicions. You see, I have a pretty good idea who the knave really is. And the fact that the TARDIS has gone missing merely confirms it.
Well, as soon as K-9's back, we can go and test your theory.
Yes, I thought he'd be here by now.
He must still be at the theatre.
Yes, typical. They're all the same, those theatrical types. Chatter, chatter, out till all hours, gossiping and drinking and talking about themselves and how brilliant they are.
You think K-9 is with Jago?
It's K-9 I'm talking about.
Well, he seems all right now.
Fitter's ninepence. Right as a fiddle. Just a bit woozy.
It was a rather extreme transformation.
What's your diagnosis, K-9?
Metabolic mutation. Cellular transformation reversed by sedation. Reversal is likely to be temporary.
You mean I might do it again? Oh, lummy. It's ever since I travelled down that infernal transmogrification beam thing.
The transmat, yes.
You think that caused it?
I do. The beam will be set for an alien metabolism. Not enough data to identify the species yet, but when it reconstitutes you at the other end, it tries to restore the alien biology.
Like mixing up the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle.
Except when it puts the pieces back together, it's working to the wrong picture.
That's right. Your biological makeup has been overlaid with an alien definition. You've been infected with it.
Will I get better?
If the doctor's right...
Which he invariably is.
Then you'll probably get worse.
Corks.
alien genetic imprint will slowly gain ascendancy.
I didn't understand a word of that. But it didn't sound good.
Oh, we'll sort it out. There must be a way to reverse the process.
There is, so long as the mutation isn't complete.
Then we have to move faster, I assume.
Faster than you think. Poor Henry here has only made one trip in the transmat, and already he's mutating.
No need to rub it in.
But the knave...
will be further down the path, perhaps beyond the point where the process can be reversed.
So what are we going to do?
You're all going to stay here, keep an eye on Henry, and sedate him if he shows any signs of changing again.
Thanks very much.
The professor can do that. Why don't I come with you?
Because what I'm going to do is dangerous. Appallingly dangerous. It's far better I face it alone.
Well, that sounds fair. So what are you going to do?
I'm going to have a word with the knave and to persuade him that we are his only hope of a cure.
You mean you know who the knave is?
Oh, yes, I've known for a while.
Ugh, clever clogs.
Well, perhaps he's already found a cure.
That's not very likely, Henry.
No, but you said he'd been depleting dispensaries and making off with medicines.
More in hope than expectation.
Doctor, wouldn't it be best if I came with you? Then if he has found a cure, well, I'd be right there ready and waiting. And you might need help.
It's a kind thought, but I'll be better on my own.
Well, at least tell us who the knave really is.
Oh, I'm sure you can work it out, but best if I confront him alone. Who knows what sort of feral state he'll be in?
What's your plan, Doctor?
You do have a plan.
Of course I have a plan. I go to see the knave and I explain things to him. Best to sort this out amicably over a glass of milk and a few jelly babies.
If you say so.
I do say so. I'll see you all later. Henry, it'll be fine. You'll see. Bye-bye.
You're not the one changing into a great hairy beastie.
It's no use arguing with him when he's in one of these moods.
Affirmative, mistress.
He'll probably be back asking for our help before we know it. Or else he'll have overlooked some small but vital detail. You know what he's like.
Oh, yes, indeed. The doctor can be rather impulsive, as we know only too well, don't we, Henry? Henry? Now, where's he got to?
Mr. Jago followed the doctor.
What?
We can't go far. There's quite a pea super out there. We'll be lucky to find him.
And we can't go chasing all over London looking... Ugh. If only we knew where the doctor had gone.
He said he was off to see the knave.
But we don't know who the knave is.
Well, the doctor worked it out. Perhaps we can also deduce his identity.
Suggestion, mistress.
What is it, canine?
Probability is that the knave is responsible for the theft of the TARDIS.
The doctor did imply as much.
TARDIS and knave will therefore be in the same location.
But we don't know where the TARDIS is either. Not unless the doctor left the coordinates programmer active.
Coordinates programmer is transmitting, mistress.
So what does that mean, if I may make so bold?
It means that if it isn't too far away, K9 can trace the TARDIS.
It's good of you to see me, Sir Nicholas. But then, I imagine you can guess why I'm here. I think you have something of mine, and I'd very much like it back.
I see. Well, I have to say that you've worked it out rather quicker than I expected, Doctor.
Oh, I knew straight away, Sir Nicholas, as soon as I saw the alien artifacts in your strong room.
Ah, yes. I do have quite a collection. Would you care to take a closer look?
May I?
Of course. So the gemstone was in the nature of a decoy?
Yes. It was the TARDIS I intended you to steal. After you.
Thank you. So, you made a point of telling me how valuable it was. How very clever.
Wasn't it?
I had the devil's own job arranging for its transportation.
Well, never mind. I can shift it back quite easily. As easily as you seem to use that transmat device, in fact.
Yes, I have to say, I am getting rather better at working the thing. At first, I had to use the theatre, not just to give me an alibi, but to establish a fixed position to travel out from and back to.
I thought I recognised the technology. These are from Kravenos.
I'll take your word for it.
So the transmat would include a cerebral interface. It's mildly telepathic. The more you use it, the better you understand how it works, which also explains how you could operate it at all.
All sorts of advantages.
And one major disadvantage, as I'm sure you've discovered.
Ah, you know about that.
The Kravenings are technologically advanced, But they're also a rather savage lot. Hideous, hairy, and brutal.
Is there a cure for the condition?
Possibly. But unless you allow me to help you, the process will become irreversible.
It does seem to be getting more extreme.
You've been fighting it with sedatives, haven't you?
It worked for a time.
But not anymore.
Not anymore. Doctor,
I can help you. I can help you, but you have to tell me.
Help me, Doctor. Please.
Where did you find the transmat? Where did you find the transmat? It's just a portable slave unit. There has to be a full system.
A full system?
Yes. So where is it? Quickly, quickly, before it's too late. No. Asquin, no. Get back. Get back. And stay there until the effects wear off. If it ever does wear off. Before long, it'll become permanent. Who can that be at this hour? I'm afraid Sir Nicholas is indisposed. Henry, it's you.
Sorry, Doctor. I had to know if you found a cure.
Working on it. You'd better come in.
Thank you. Any encouraging signs?
Not exactly. Not encouraging as such. So you worked out the knave was Sir Nicholas. That was very clever of you, Henry.
Well, not exactly. I followed you.
Well, that's quite clever. But that was I thinking you'd realise that Askin was in the theatre every time there was a robbery, and he would have known the victims as they move in the same social circles.
Good point. And he'd have known they were away from home as they were out at the theatre with him.
Exactly.
So how did you work it out?
Simple. He has a collection of alien artefacts in his strong room. And he's the only person in London, with the exception of ourselves, who knows how valuable the TARDIS is.
Well, how does he know that?
I told him.
Ah, yes, that would be a bit of a clue, wouldn't it? Do you think he'd mind if I helped myself to a brandy?
I doubt he'd be too worried about it just now.
Oh, that's better. I'm hoping it'll have the same effect as a sedative. One for you, Doctor.
I never bandy with brandy, Henry. I think I'll keep a clear head.
Oh, good idea. One of us should. So where is he, then? Sir Nicholas, not here?
He got a little distracted.
Distracted? Oh, dummy, I see what you mean.
So I locked him in the strong room.
Oh, very enterprising. Although...
Although what, Henry?
Oh, nothing. It's just that you said that's where he keeps his alien artifacts.
Ah, yes.
Including this transmat thingy?
Very possibly.
Oh, it's very quiet in there, isn't it? I mean, good, strong, heavy door and all that, but even so...
But even so, perhaps we'd better check. Bother.
But where do you think he's gone?
Could be anywhere, Henry. Could be anywhere.
Well, perhaps he's come back for something.
Not very likely, but let's see, shall we? It's getting like Waterloo Station in here. Oh, it's you.
Did you miss us, Doctor?
I had no idea the grounds of Askin's house were so extensive.
TARDIS located 52 yards due south.
Are you sure, K-9? Just down here.
That is east, Master.
That way, I think, Doctor.
I think you might be right.
But what about Askin?
Yes, K-9, have you traced the transmat beam?
Narrowing destination coordinates.
Is this one of those things that could take a while?
Proximity will aid speed and accuracy.
Romana, you and K-9, get after Askin. I know I said it was dangerous, but, Professor, would you go with them? You've got the general area. K-9 can refine the coordinates on the way.
Of course, Doctor. It's quite a walk to the East End, so I suggest we take a cab.
Good idea, Professor.
I say, what about us, Doctor?
We need to get to the TARDIS, or rather, what I think we shall find with it.
See you later then, Doctor. And don't worry, we'll be fine.
Good luck, Henry.
And you, Professor.
Come along, Henry. There's no time to waste.
The driver's going to need more precise directions soon.
Come on, K9.
Correlating coordinates to contemporary topography.
What's he doing?
Working out which street we need, I hope.
Calculations completed. Transmat beam terminated at junction of Tadcaster Street and East Hampton Road.
Well done, K9.
I'll let the cabin know.
You decided on an address yet, Gov?
Indeed we have. Tadcaster Street, if you please. Where it meets... What was it?
Junction with East Hampton Road.
Where it meets East Hampton Road.
Are you absolutely sure that's where you want to go?
I believe so. Why?
Sure you know best, sir. But that's where you'll find the biggest and most depraved opium den in the area.
Opium?
Drug produced from poppy plant. May be used as narcotic, stimulant, intoxicant, or sedative.
This is what I think we're looking for.
But that's just a hole in the ground.
With signs of recent excavation, I imagine Sir Nicholas was intending to extend this terrace, and then suddenly, quite suddenly, he found something.
Well, what did he find?
Shall we go and see?
Oh, must be. Looks a bit dark in there.
Come on down, Henry. Let's see if we can't find some residual power. Henry, are you coming? It's all right. I've got the lights on now and we found a TARDIS. Hello, old girl. Did the nasty man hide you on a Kravanos spaceship down a hole in the ground, did he? Never mind. Looks like Sir Nicholas helped himself to quite a lot. This is what we need. The biodata imprint coder for the main transmat systems. The system's built in, so Asquin, couldn't you move this from the ship? And we are in luck, Henry! If I just reset this to recognize the human genetic markers... Henry! No! Henry, no! No!
End point of transmat beam located.
That's not all we've found.
He's changed completely. A full transformation. Far more than poor Henry experienced. I imagine he was hoping to sedate himself with opium to counteract the infection.
Yeah, but he's left it too late.
Caution is advised.
Look out! He's coming this way.
Stun him, K9.
What happened?
Nothing happened. K9?
The creature would appear to be resistant to this unit's firepower.
So now we've no way of stopping him.
But we have to do something. He's caused chaos in here. It's only a matter of time before he kills someone.
Come on! Let's get after him!
What? What happened?
You had a bit of a fit.
I know that. I felt myself going. I couldn't stop it.
Don't worry. It's not your fault.
I did think the brandy would act as a sedative. Stop the fluids from manifesting. What did you do to stop it, Doctor?
Transmatted us.
But we're still here.
Well, approximately 3 feet to the left. The distance isn't important.
It isn't?
No, it isn't. What is important is that I recalibrated this main transmat system so that it recognizes humans. Well... humans and Time Lords, to be strictly accurate.
So this thing is like a bigger version of the device that Asquin has?
Exactly. Which is why something as big as the TARDIS ended up here. This is the main system. What Asquin has is the portable relay station. But the important thing is it takes its data from this central terminal.
And that's good, is it?
Good, Henry. It's superb. Now all we have to do is find Asquin, and I can cure him too.
Cure him? You mean...
Yes.
When you...
Yes.
So I...
Yes.
Lummy.
I mean, thank you. Thank you. Yes. I mean, I am cured and back to normal.
Well, I'm not sure I'd go that far, but back to how you were before your first transmat journey, yes.
Oh, thank heavens for that. It's a relief, I don't mind telling you. What are you up to now?
This main system keeps a log of all the transmat operations.
You mean like a journal?
Like, as you say, a journal. This is the short journey you and I just made, so this must be Asquin's last jaunt.
Can you tell where he went?
Not easily. I'd have to convert from hexadecimal coordinate systems and overlay it on the map of London.
So, no use then?
On the contrary, we can just re-input the destination coordinates, and off we go.
I say, this place is a bit of a mess.
Opium, smoke, broken glass, comatose bodies.
Stifling. No sign of Asquin.
But he was here, look.
Is that the transmat thingamy?
He must have dropped it when he arrived. The animal in him becomes dominant. He'll be almost entirely cravening by now.
Running amok in wherever we are.
East End, most likely. But wherever we are, we've got to find him. Come on.
Two more over here.
What are you implying, Constable? Two more what?
Just you wait there, sir, if you don't mind.
And we're not punters. We don't frequent these dens of iniquity.
I'm ready. Please take it, Mr. Jago.
Inspector, quick. Oh, thank heavens.
What are you doing here?
I'm pleased to see you too, Doctor.
Well, this is urgent, Quick, so please be as quick as you can, Quick.
Yes, I do appreciate the urgency. Doctor, seems some unsavoury ruffian has run amok. But from his description, I'd say it's the same character as raided the dispensary.
Asquin!
What? Sir Nicholas?
I'm afraid so, Inspector.
Well, I have to say it's a relief it's not you, Mr. Jago, after last night's little escapade.
It's a relief to me too, I can tell you.
So where is he? We have to find him. The creature he's turning into is indiscriminately savage.
And decidedly dangerous.
Last we heard, he was heading off down Berners Crescent.
Inspector! Inspector, sir!
What is it, Riley?
They've got him, sir. Beast or whatever it is.
Where, man?
Where, wolf, more like.
At the other end of Berners Crescent. Professor Lightfoot and his friend have the thing cornered.
Romana! Well, don't just stand there. Show us. Come on!
I don't think he's any too pleased, you know. We can't keep him cooped up here for long.
Even on full power, K9's blaster is barely affecting him.
Warning, mysteries. Power levels now at critical.
Critical? How critical?
I have reserves for one more blast.
That sounds fairly critical to me.
I wish the doctor were here.
Be careful what you wish for, Romana.
Doctor, thank goodness.
We've managed to corner the brute, but K9's running down. Oh. Whatever he does.
Running down, no matter what he says. He's not really clockwork, you know.
What in all that's sacred is that?
It used to be Sir Nicholas. Oh, you mean that? That's our dog, K9.
Blimey. Now I've seen everything.
I'd rather doubt that, Quick.
Poor little fella. Can't we just wind him up again or something?
Recharge would only delay the inevitable. Blaster ineffective against mutant humanoid.
And in this state, I fear Asquin will kill anyone who gets close to him. See what I mean?
Yes, he does seem rather animated, doesn't he?
Perhaps we should retreat. Leave this to the police. They're experts at this sort of thing, you know. Quite unsurpassed.
Quite at a loss, you mean. Should we send for firearms, Doctor?
There's no time for that. And I doubt a bullet would have much effect.
What can we do?
Well, if the rest of you will stand back, Sir Nicholas and I never quite finished our little chat.
Not sure he's in the mood for milk and jelly babies, actually, Doctor. Be careful, Doctor. Don't get too close.
Let's see, shall we? It's all right, Sir Nicholas.
Come back, Doctor.
I'm not going to hurt you.
And ain't the health of that thing we're worried about, Doctor.
Master, caution is advised.
Thank you, K9. I'll take that advice on advisement. Now then, Sir Nicholas, what do you think I have here? You recognize it? You do? That's good. Then come. Come and get it.
Doctor! Look out!
Doctor!
Try charging my dancer!
Warning, Master! Warning!
I can't look! Be ready to swim!
Where did they go? What happened?
Oh, of course, the doctor found that trans thingamy back at the opium house.
But where have they gone?
Who knows? K9?
Tracing residual transmat energy now.
course, the real challenge will be putting it all back again.
Without the use of alien transmat technology.
Indeed. But to be honest, the challenge was really what it was about.
I can imagine.
I never intended for anyone to die.
It's a funny thing, the technology of Kravenos, as well as making you aware of how to use it. The cerebral dissemination acts on the human mind like an addiction.
You mean, once I'd used it, I had to keep using it?
And with your mind trying to adapt to the genetic modifications, the craving would have been all the stronger.
So I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time?
Something like that.
Thank you, Doctor. But even so, I feel I am partly to blame. I have to take responsibility for my actions.
And what do you intend to do about that?
I'm a wealthy man. I'm sure I can make amends in some small way.
Another jelly, baby?
Thank you. And do help yourself to more milk.
It's open.
Come on through.
Romana and Henry too. And George. Inspector, do take a seat. Hello, K-9. Well, isn't this nice?
Affirmative, Master.
I take it matters have been amicably resolved.
They have indeed.
Oh, that makes a pleasant change.
I've no idea what's been going on, but am I to take it that the murderous monster has been dealt with and I don't need to arrest anyone?
I'm afraid so. The murderous monster has gone for good.
Well, that's a relief. I've no idea what I'd put on the charge sheet.
You're a little subdued, Henry.
Well, apart from the shock and excitement of being turned into a ravening monster... I was just wondering if there's anything to drink, apart from milk.
There is indeed. Allow me.
Oh, thank you. Just a small one, if it's not too much trouble.
Like so?
Bit bigger. Keep going. Oh, that'll do. Don't want to go overboard, do we?
Anyone else?
Just a small one, perhaps. And I mean small.
Milk's fine for me.
And K-9 only drinks machine oil or battery acid.
Master?
I'm joking, K-9. I'm joking.
Affirmative. This unit does not require liquid refreshment.
How about a tea cake?
Only if it includes electric current.
How about you, Inspector? Can I offer you anything?
Best not, Sir Nicholas. I've rather a few things to sort out.
At least catching the knave isn't one of them.
I sincerely hope not.
I've dismantled the transmat system and Sir Nicholas has agreed to bury the ship again.
So the knave has vanished. Into thin air.
Not for the first time, one has to say.
But hopefully for the last.
I should say so.
Indeed. Although, if any of you do ever need help getting into somewhere you shouldn't, well, you know who to ask.
Let's hope it isn't necessary.
Yeah, but thanks for the offer.
All right then, Romana, K-9, we should be on our way.
Affirmative.
Ready when you are, Doctor.
Are you sure you won't dally for a while longer?
No, thank you. The rest of you stay and enjoy yourself. But it's time Romana, K-9 and I did our own impression of the nefarious knave.
You found the TARDIS?
I have, so it's time for us to fade away like ghosts and vanish like thieves in the night.
Soon from Big Finish Productions. Doctor Who, The Fourth Doctor Adventures, The Eternal Battle.
We face our bleakest hour. The odds of victory dwindle by the day, but we are resolute in the face of an abhorrent enemy. An enemy that gives no quarter. Will we diminish?
No, sir!
Will we yield?
No, sir!
Stay alert. The enemy could attack at any second.
Doctor, I can't see any lakes.
Keswick can't be more than a mile or so.
What's What's that? In the sky? Blue light.
Master, life forms approaching in great numbers from a westerly direction.
Doctor? The Doctor?
Well, it's always nice to be recognised, but...
Silence!
For crimes against the Sontaran race, all Sontaran battalions have standing orders to execute you and your associates on sight.
Sontaran fighting against Sontaran? You are waging war on war. How long have you been fighting this war?
Years. Decades. It is hard to remember.
You can't remember.
Sontarans are never scared. We never diminish, never surrender.
Big Finish. We love stories.
The modern mechanical marvel of canny canine charisma. The one and only K9.
Absolutely brilliant, Chris. Thank you. Should we just do another one since we're here?
Okay.
Here we go. And cue.
Nick?
Yeah?
I think we should all... should we give you some crowd effects? I mean, I think there should be lots of bravos. On the...
Any extra stuff like that I can get is fine. I wasn't going to trouble you for it, but I quite like it.
Well, I long to be troubled.
Tom Baker... 6'3".
It's going to be one of those days.
It's actually in the Victorian age, isn't it, really? You know, of the mister of romance and sleaze and jollity and too much drinking, and then to which we've got the horror elements with Sir Nicholas Asquin. Actually, our formula of time travel... And the Sherlock Holmes thing of the Doctor being a bit, you know, solving the problems. It just works so well, but backed up by those two old men. I say old men, they're only 2 weeks older than I am. They just play it so well. Whew, it's wonderful.
Hello, I'm Nick Briggs, executive producer at Big Finish, and I directed this particular story.
Hello, I'm David Richardson. I'm the producer of the Fourth Doctor Adventures.
My name's Justin Richards, and I wrote The Thief of Kravenos, or however they're pronouncing it today.
Henry, are you coming? It's all right. I've got the lights on now, and we found a TARDIS.
Hello, old girl. Did the nasty man hide you on a Kravenos spaceship down a hole in the ground, did he?
The Beast of Kravenos started life as the Thief of Kravenos. Indeed, that's what it was called on the day of recording when most of these interviews were conducted. Sometime later, we decided to change the title from Thief to Beast because we have another thief coming up later in the series, the Thief Who Stole Time. As dedicated Doctor Who fans might know from the cover of this release... It's meant to be set during season 18 of Doctor Who, when John Nathan Turner became the producer, and the music was handled by the Radiophonic Workshop, and there was a new theme tune arrangement by Peter Howell, which this release does feature. But we thought somehow that the radiophonic style of incidental music doesn't quite fit this particular story. So we kind of imagined that maybe this happened before the Leisure Hive, or maybe John Nathan Turner, you know, maybe what if he invited Dudley Simpson back to give this a real Victorian feel. So this is a bit of a hybrid release in a way. So it has very Dudley Simpson style incidental music, but with Peter Howell handling the theme. This story is a bit like a caper movie in some respects. There's quite a sense of fun about it, even though there's this underlying theme of Jekyll and Hyde, which was obviously the brief for the story, sort of science fantasy version of Jekyll and Hyde set in the Doctor Who universe.
No! Asquin, no! Get back! Get back!
Justin was the obvious choice to write it. I mean, he's very much been the man behind Jago and Lightfoot's development on audio.
Jago and Lightfoot have a life of their own now. They've only ever been in one televised Doctor Who story, which was The Talons of Wen Chiang, way back in Tom Baker's heyday. And they've had an extensive life on Big Finish Audio, and very successful and very popular and great fun to work on.
We are more than colleagues, Ellie. We are the very closest of friends. We have defeated dangerous denizens of the demonic darkness together, investigated infernal incidents, cracked complex conundrums.
And we have had dinner together on the odd occasion.
The main appeal, I think, is the characters and the chemistry between them. They've got a lot going for them in other respects as well. The Victorian background is always a good one for fantasy-based fiction, I think, and the gothic. But the real joy is the chemistry between the two characters, who come from very different backgrounds and have very different outlooks on life. And it's not quite a case of opposites attract, but it is the differences between them and their different approaches and views that make them so interesting and means that they spark off each other so well, I think. You couple that with the terrific performances from the two actors and you've got a winner.
Where is K-9?
I left him backstage, hobnobbing with the other star turns.
Good, good. He'll enjoy that.
And continuing his investigations, no doubt.
Oh, no doubt.
Jago and Lightfoot just seem such a natural sort of pairing for the Fourth Doctor, and here they are with the Lala Ward version of Romana, and just brilliant to work with Chris and Trevor again. Always lovely to be in a room with them. They are sort of forces of nature.
The driver's going to need more precise directions soon.
Come on, K-9.
Correlating coordinates to contemporary topography.
My name is Lala Ward, and I play the second incarnation of Romana.
And my name is John Leeson, and sometimes I've been known to play K-9.
Affirmative.
Something like that, yeah.
We obviously have our ongoing Jago and Lightfoot line, and we'd brought Jago and Lightfoot into the Fourth Doctor Adventures during the second season. They did the Justice of Jalxar, in which Mary Tam played the first incarnation of Romana. And it was lovely to think that we could bring Christopher and Trevor back with Tom, because everybody loved them from the TV story Talons of Wang Chiang. But it was also nice to think that we could try it with a different incarnation of Romana, in that we could involve Lala. Then you'd have that whole different dimension, the whole different dynamic, because the second incarnation of Romana is going to react to Jago and Lightfoot in a much different way than the first one did.
And you must be Miss Romana.
Yes, I suppose I must.
I have to say, it's rather surprising that the Doctor should have two friends with the same rather unusual name.
Well, we're used to popping into different flavours, David. I mean, we find
flavors,
ourselves in...
eras. Yes. We do eras.
We're the kind of Baskin and Robbins of Doctor Who, really, aren't we?
Yes, it does work really nicely to have Romana in Victorian London because, you know, she's a very scientific person and a person from a completely different society and age. And yet she sort of... I love the way she kind of takes everything in her stride but is occasionally wrong-footed by odd stuff. Yes, I think Romana's innate sense of superiority gets her through.
And of course, the thing we can't do, though, is the costumes, because you had such wonderful ones on telly.
Yes, but think what your imagination can clothe me in.
The pictures are always so much better in audio.
Yes.
They're yours.
Yeah.
But you must have had a lot of input into those. I mean, did you sit down with June Hudson a lot?
I did sit down with June Hudson a lot, and I loved sitting down with June Hudson a lot. And she would often come with some idea which we would sort of fiddle around with and then both decide, actually, something else would be totally better. And then she'd willingly throw the first ideas to the wind and we'd come up with others. And she was wonderfully flexible and imaginative and good fun to work with.
Was everything specially made?
Yeah, yes.
So if you were choosing an outfit for Victorian London for Romana, what would you go with?
Well, the thing about Romana was that I wouldn't go with something particularly Victorian necessarily. A bit of it might be Victorian, but a bit of it might be 21st century, or a bit of it might be medieval. The wonderful fun of playing her and what June and I sort of worked together on was the idea that she was the sort of person who would have popped into kind of flea markets wherever she was and picked up this and that and flung it together. That was the fun for a costume designer. You didn't have to say, this is Victorian London, therefore you wear Victorian, you've got to be absolutely in the period. Far, far from it. You could mishmash and mix together absolutely anything, and that was the joy of it.
It's funny, I can't say much about costumes as K-9.
Well,
really?
Did you ever change your collar?
No, I don't think I did,
well,
as far as I know.
That showed a certain lack of imagination.
It did, well, yes, no, I should have changed my collar more frequently.
I should have taken you to Crufts one day. You know, the numbers of stalls with different things for dogs. We could have kitted you out in everything imaginable.
Today I shall demonstrate my motive skills. First, turning in a circle.
And the wonderful thing about canine audio, of course, is that I move so much faster.
Yes, and I don't have to keep saying, come along, canine.
The doctor can be rather impulsive, as we know only too well, don't we, Henry? Henry?
I'm Trevor Baxter, and I play Professor George Lightfoot.
And I'm Christopher Benjamin, and I play Henry Gordon Jago.
Henry! Get back!
I do a lot of growling, that's right.
I think Professor Lightfoot's managed to stay good-natured throughout. That's all I can find to say, really. He manages to stay cheerful and robust and above it all, really, and not get drawn down too badly.
Oh, aren't they just sublime? Christopher, of course, was a great Aigburn actor, as well as he was a most wonderful Julius Caesar. But no one can do that fruitiness of ordering a drink, or no one can do it better than he can. And he's so lovable, isn't he? So lovable. And he and Trevor together are just sublime. And they're so grateful to you boys, although, you know, I say you boys employ them, but they bring something wonderful to the Big Finish catalogue, don't they?
He liked my Julius Caesar because he laughed a lot. So I'm not at all sure how successful I was in that case. I don't think there are any jokes in Julius Caesar.
I don't
think,
not that I remember, no.
No.
It's great. He's a wonderful personality, larger than life, and we get on extremely well. And we've got all the richness of the past to dwell on and also to grow from.
Am I to take it that the murderous monster has been dealt with and I don't need to arrest anyone?
I'm afraid so. The murderous monster has gone for good.
Hello, I'm Conrad Asquith, and I play Inspector Quick.
Oh, that's a relief. I've no idea what I'd put on the charge sheet.
Well, it's been an absolute delight. For a start, I'm usually the oldest person in a company, but I'm now one of the youngest, by about 10 years. And they're fascinating because their history goes back a lot further than mine. And I haven't worked with either of them since we made the original episodes of Talents of Wang Chiang, which was in the mid-70s, I think, nearly 40 years ago. I'd worked with Chris Benjamin at the Ludlow Festival when he was playing Othello, I think in 74. But I hadn't worked with either of them until 4 or 5 years ago when we started doing Jago and Lightfoot. And it's been a great joy. I've also been promoted. I started off as PC Quick, then I became Sergeant Quick. I'm now Inspect Quick.
How about a tea cake?
Only if it includes electric current.
How about you, Inspector? Can I offer you anything?
Best not, Sir Nicholas. I've rather a few things to sort out.
I'm Ed Stoppard, and I play Sir Nicholas Asquin. If any of you do ever need help getting into somewhere you shouldn't, well, you know who to ask. Sir Nicholas Asquin is a man who has been afforded an extraordinary opportunity, but somewhat against his will, has used this opportunity for nefarious ends.
Ed Stoppard, he came, he was so good being asked to do that animal, the enraged animal, the dying animal, you know, long, long takes. And that's a test of nerve, you know. You can't actually suddenly say, oh, no more, I can't do any more. He wanted to get in there again and again. He was fine, just fine. I'm glad. I'm glad for him, yeah.
I remember vividly watching and hugely enjoying Doctor Who when I was a child. And Tom Baker, who is Doctor Who in this particular story, is my Doctor Who. My father had an incredibly long striped woolen scarf when I was a boy, and I used to wrap it around my neck a number of times and pretend to be Tom Baker. And now here I am, with the opportunity to actually work with the man. So I grasped this opportunity with both hands. I had the devil's own job arranging for its transportation.
Well, never mind. I can shift it back quite easily as you seem to use that transmat device, in fact.
Yes, I have to say, I am getting rather better at working the thing. He has exceeded my very high expectations. which is unlikely. You know, one should never meet one's heroes, they say. But this is the anomaly which maybe proves that rule. He has been fabulous. He's been everything I wanted him to be, honestly.
Romana and Henry too, and George. Inspector, do take a seat. Hello, K-9. Well, isn't this nice?
Affirmative, Master.
I take it matters have been amicably resolved.
We have done a Jago and Lightfoot or two with the Doctor coming in as a guest, and the trick there is always not to have the Doctor take over. We did one with the Sixth Doctor, for example, who's an incarnation of the Doctor who finds it very easy to take over and grab the limelight, even on audio. But you have to remember that it's still Jago and Lightfoot series. So this is a little bit different because this is the Doctor's series and they're coming in to support him, which in a sense is easier, except that we're putting the Doctor into Jago and Lightfoot's world, into Victorian London, rather than taking them out on travels with the Doctor. So getting that balance between it being a Doctor Who story with Jago and Lightfoot rather than the other way round, or a Doctor Who story in which Jago and Lightfoot happen to appear, is quite tricky. So yes, I wanted to tell a story that was a Fourth Doctor story in which it's almost an ensemble piece. The Doctor is still dominant.
I don't think there's any doubt about who's dominating the gathering today. It's obviously the Doctor, and he's a sort of senior member of the group as far as parts are concerned. And it's the first time I've been in one of his shows. I mean, I've been doing Jago and Lightfoot with Chris and Trevor now for 4 or 5 years. But working with Tom is a great joy. And he seems in great spirits, as witty as ever, as disrespectful as ever. Great fun.
But when we came to record, it was an utter joy. Yes, it was just so great to get all these brilliant character actors together and just watch them do their thing.
They seem to be having great fun recording it. Tom has just said that that he thinks it's a fun script and they're having terrific fun with it. So, and you certainly get that impression from watching them.
Well, it's been absolute bliss. You've been watching us all the time. When I've gone, you can actually whisper into that and say he was telling you the truth, because not everybody believes me, and I don't blame them. I am prone sometimes to exaggerate. It's been another blissful day, as you know, yelling with laughter and pleasure and supporting each other. And so my happiness continues, and next week we're back again.
One of the joys of writing for the Fourth Doctor in particular, but any Doctor, is getting that balance between the thrilling and the sort of borderline horrific and the funny. And hopefully, if I've got that right, then it means that we all have a good time and we tell a cracking good story as well.